One of my friends recently moved to Duluth from Bemidji. He seemed utterly distraught on April 14th when the high here was 43 degrees, but it was 78 in Bemidji. I don't know if T.S. Eliot was thinking specifically about Duluth when he wrote that April is the cruelest month. Other places may have it as bad, but I don't know how anyone can have it worse than those of us on the north shore of the largest, coldest lake in the United States, at least as far as getting frigid temperatures so close to where people are getting ready to plant tomatoes. The problem is our location on the North Shore. We relish Lake Superior's influence in summer when we're enjoying temperatures in the 60s or 70s while it's pushing three digits in Bemidji, or in winter when the lake modifies the sub-zero temperatures of whatever large system is driving record lows away from the lake. Balmy weather conditions in spring ride in on south winds, and everywhere west of Duluth, those south winds carry the warmth from warmer places further south. But Lake Superior chills south winds significantly. This year, April was colder than average in a much wider swath of the country than just Duluth, so sudden balmy conditions sent a huge migration our way the moment the conditions changed. Even as redpoll and bohemian waxwing numbers were at the peak, a whole bunch of new migrants from the south were carried up on that south wind. On Friday the 15th, Ryan Brady experienced an enormous migration event in Herbster, Wisconsin, when he counted 8,979 birds of 64 species in just 5 hours. He posted his results on the Wisconsin Birding Facebook page. His top 10 species numbers were 4,925 American robins, 1,232 flickers, 794 rusty blackbirds, 769 common redpolls, 212 yellow-rumped warblers, 140 common grackles, 72 purple finches, 59 European starlings, which Ryan noticed were actually migrating, 58 pine siskins, and 44 yellow-bellied sapsuckers. Ryan also listed a bunch of other cool birds that were actively migrating, belted kingfishers, snipe, brown-headed cowbirds, fox sparrows, bohemian waxwings, evening grosbeaks, white-breasted nuthatches, Lapland longspurs, and a trumpeter swan. He counted 91 long-tailed ducks on the lake and a dark morph red-tailed hawk among a decent raptor flight inland, too. For a couple of hours that day, I sat out in what I call my Bruce Pomeroy photo blind, a cool camouflage tent given to me by a friend. I was testing out my new camera on juncos and a briefly cooperative pileated woodpecker. Migration through Duluth was much more pronounced closer to the tip of the lake at Park Point, and our hawk count at West Skyline has been producing hundreds of raptors, mostly bald eagles and red-tailed hawks. But once birds clear the lake, migration trends north, not east, so I don't see actual migration events from my own backyard in spring very often. All weekend, I kept seeing good birds, redpolls and bohemian waxwings lingering as robins and song sparrows sang their hearts out. Kinglets, brown creepers, and fox sparrows were among the typical April migrants, and the neighborhood's squawking merlins were a noisy reminder that birders are not the only ones enjoying the abundance of new birds. April may be the cruelest month weather-wise, and that cruelty can extend to birds that get slammed by nasty weather after arriving on a false promise of spring or get gobbled up by a hawk or falcon. But April is also a rich month full of promise and filled with birds. And week by week, April gets better and better. And unlike May, when April is over, the very best of spring migration is yet to come. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.